Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You've tuned into RIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. I'm Hussein and we are coming to the end of Ramadan. Well, first of all, I have to say I'm sorry that such a holy month is coming to an end. But secondly, congratulations to all our Muslim brothers and sisters who went through this month in submissiveness to God subhanahu wa ta'ala and used the blessings that God generously gave us in this month. When the Prophet was asked why he was appointed, he said he was appointed in order to perfect the morals. What's the point of a Muslim who has bad attitude or is unethical? Such a person claims to be a Muslim with his lips, but in practice is violating Islamic rules and is making a bad name for the religion that promotes moral rectitude, courtesy, and overall positive behavior. Our behavior is basically influenced by a variety of factors like but not limited to the predicaments we're born into and raised with. However, although these elements may create an inclination towards having, let's say, a harsh temper or an easygoing one for that matter, most of the rest of the elements that affect our behavior can be controlled and determined by ourselves. For instance, it's commonly believed that you're the summary of the five people that you spend the most of your time with. Sitting with people with low morals will pull you down too. Even if you think you're unaffected, it will affect at least the subconscious level. Don't get me wrong, diversity, in my opinion, it's okay. But it's important who you spend the most amount of your time with and who is contributing to the diversity that you're looking for. Imam Ali says, sitting with people of low morals wears out the heart. Being in the company of an ignorant person is one of the greatest tribulations. One who accompanies the wicked is like one who travels by sea. If he is safe from drowning, he will still not be safe from the fear of it. Sitting with worldly people causes one to forget his faith and drives you towards the obedience of Satan. Whereas sitting in the company of wise men enlivens the minds and cures the souls. The loneliness of a man is better for him than having an evil comrade. These are all but a few of the narrations that stress the importance of the people that we befriend and their effect on our morals. We're in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of reading the Quran. Today we want to look at the issue of morals and ethics according to the Quran. Stick around.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb, laytaka dawman qareeb.
We're back. This is Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio from Iran. We were talking about morals and ethics. The book we want to introduce this week is called The Morals and Ethics of the Quran by Ali Rahim and published by alislam.org. The book presents verses of the Quran that describe or support moral and ethical aspects in Islam. The contents of this book includes peace is encouraged by the Quran. The Quran teaches us to be peaceful with people unless they are oppressors. The Quran disallows the Muslims to create unnecessary enmity. Defensive wars are allowed in Islam to protect the people. Misrepresented and a set of misrepresented verses. All right, after the break, we're going to be back to read an excerpt of this book. Please don't go away.
Early before the sunrise, I woke to a familiar sound of hurried holiday hustle and busy bustling all around me. I threw my sheets, dreams, and blankets and myself out of bed. Waking up so early with wonder for the day that lay ahead. It's that beautiful time where everything seems bright. Every face is smiling, every corner has light. And there's a feeling inside that seems so right. Every eye is shining, every heart has sight. This is our Eid, let blessings increase. And may our smiles and laughter never ever cease.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. We're going through the book, The Morals and Ethics of the Quran. I'm on page 22, which is about the fact that the Quran disallows the Muslims to create unnecessary enmity. It may be that Allah will bring about friendships between you and those whom you hold to be your enemies among them. And Allah is powerful, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. Chapter 60, verse 7. There's also a part about defensive wars being allowed in Islam to protect the people. Permission to fight is given to those upon whom war is made because they are oppressed, and most surely Allah is well able to assist them. Chapter 22, verse 39. Those who have been expelled from their homes without a just cause, except that they say our Lord is Allah, and had there not been Allah's repelling some people by others, certainly, there would have been pulled down cloisters and churches and synagogues and mosques in which Allah's name is much remembered. And surely Allah will help him who helps his cause. Most surely Allah is strong and mighty. That's chapter 22, verse 40. And what reason have you that you should not fight in the way of Allah and of the weak among the men and the women and the children? Of those who say, our Lord, cause us to go forth from this town, whose people are oppressors, and give us from thee a guardian, and give us from thee a helper. Chapter 4, verse 75. So as you can see, this is a collection of verses in regards to different topics. There's also a part in this book which is very interesting. It's about misrepresented verses. Here's how it introduces this part. Certain people with prejudiced beliefs often quote verses out of context to portray Islam as a violent religion. Here we shall provide the context of the often misrepresented verses. It must be noted that when the Quran uses words such as "then slay the idolaters wherever you find them and take them captives," it is similar to a British general announcing during the Second World War, "kill the Germans when you see them and take them captives if you capture them." These words are the normal way to speak within the context of a battlefront. And I think this is the most important part of this book. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We introduced the book, The Morals and Ethics of the Quran by Ali Rahim. You can download this book from the publisher directly, which is al-islam.org, that have provided this for free for everyone to use. If you missed our show, you can download an archive of this episode and previous shows simply by searching IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, congratulations on the Eid, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.